Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
Sorry that my video is a little smaller than my mom's. I am trying to record on my camera instead of my computer, and I just can't figure it out. I've had one of those mornings where it's like, all the normal things that you're supposed to just normally do and everything's supposed to be easy kind of goes wrong. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I have to go give my dog a treat. But then you realize you're out of treats and the new treat bag's in the truck with the in a bag and you have to open it and you have to go open to the box. And it's like, oh, you're supposed to just turn your camera on, but the battery's dead and you have to go find the charger. And there's no, like, it's just all of the little things that are supposed to be just easy throughout the day have been going terribly wrong for me. And I woke up at 6 a.m. and I'm just, there's a lot, I'm not the moral of the story. Hi.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
I'm in a bad mood today.
I'm sorry.
But I can't figure out how to make my video bigger. And so that's just what's happening. Those who are listening don't know what in the world I'm talking about. Hi.
You get a tiny Rachel today.
You get a tiny me. I've been going nonstop all week.
Yeah.
And today's the first day where I'm like, it's just my work. And I'm still just behind. Mom, while I take a breath. Dang it, I don't even have a coffee with me.
Oh no.
Forgot coffee. Mom.
Yes?
Will you tell us the holidays while I breathe?
I will be happy to.
If you had said I didn't have them, I probably would have jumped through the screen and slapped you.
I've got them.
Okay, go.
Today's National Computer Security Day.
Screw that.
Okay.
That's too much work.
It's also National Mason Jar Day, because who doesn't like a mason jar?
Apparently, people are hoarding mason jars. I didn't read the article to tell us why they are. I just read that people are hoarding mason jars.
I love mason jars. Give me a good mason jar. Any size.
I love them.
Screw top lids, not the things that go on the top that you can with, but the plastic lids.
Oh, I like the metal lids.
I like the metal lids. If they made metal lids without the poppy thing, because I'm not making jam. Come on. I'm just storing my nuts.
Well, I like them just to use as drinking glasses.
Oh, yes. They are good that way, too. It's
yeah.
Also, I didn't know if you were going to talk about this, Rachel, but it's St. Andrew's Day in Scotland, and I'm...
Why would I talk about this?
Because Scotland. I sent you the story about Scotland.
No, you didn't.
That all their feminine hygiene products are now free.
Oh, yes.
So
I
shout
about
out
that.
To the... Oh, that's huge, girl.
That's huge. All their feminine products are free. That's fantastic.
Shout out
I can't
to
believe
them.
That.
Yeah. Tuesday, National Christmas Lights Day. If your lights aren't up, get them up.
My lights have been up.
Mine are up.
I've been thinking, here's my dilemma. I have a flat roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is perfect to put Christmas decorations on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to put Santa and his reindeer on the top of my roof. But then storing it is my issue. Having to store that.
The blow-up kind or the big plastic kind?
Well, see, here's the thing. The blow-up kind, you have to tether down, but
yes.
I'm not going to, like, stake it into my roof. And I also
right.
don't want to put, like, bricks up there. Also, it does get windy.
Okay, okay. Well,
so
why
I'm
couldn't
at a,
you store them up there? If it's flat, just put them in a box that's on your roof. Or is it,
I feel like that's bad for your roof.
I do not know.
I do not know either.
I do not know.
Anyway, okay. Continue.
Dilemma.
Dilemma.
It's Tuesday's also Eat a Red Apple Day. Do
no,
it.
No, gross.
Okay, what?
A red apple?
Okay, substitute it for green or yellow. Why don't you like
but
a,
then that's the,
why don't you like red apples?
It has been scientifically proven that the red delicious apples are
oh,
trash.
Red delicious are disgusting. But red, don't you like Crisp.
Something. Honey Crisp, that's not red. Those are like orangey yellow.
Okay, to me it's red.
No, that is not red. Red is the red delicious apples that are
okay, those
fake.
Are trash.
They aren't real apples. Yeah, those are trash. Garbage.
They've been genetically altered so much they're garbage.
They're not an apple.
Okay, I'm changing it and I'm going to say eat an apple on Tuesday. It's good for you.
Eat an apple. Don't eat a red delicious apple. They had to make it a holiday because no one was eating them. They're like, how do we get people to eat them? Make it a holiday.
Well, it didn't say eat a red delicious apple, Rachel.
There are no other red apples.
You are so testy today.
I am. Everything I've done has just been annoyingly not easy.
Where'd you go? Adobe Flash. Are you? Nope, it's mine. It's giving me an Adobe Flash alert. Let me find your face again.
Why does it do that?
I don't know. Okay, you'll like this one then. This will make you happy. This will definitely put a smile on your face and a warm fuzzies in your heart.
Also, I just realized, calling someone testy?
Did I say you're testy?
You think so? Or is that what I heard? Gross. That's foul.
Anything I can say today is going to make you happy. Except Wednesday is National Mutt Day.
I love a mutt.
There we go.
Snoop, it's your time to shine.
Thursday's National Disability Day. Have some compassion, people.
Yes.
Friday is National Cookie Day. Yum.
I love a cookie.
What's
I don't have one.
Wrong answer.
Okay, your chocolate chip
cookie. Thank you.
I love a chocolate chip. No, I love a raisin oatmeal cookie. Oh, and I know so many people hate those.
Oh, I love them.
But I think that they're so good. Mm-hmm. I have no problem eating an oatmeal raisin cookie. Everyone's like, ruin a cookie by putting a raisin in it. Well, I'm like,
it's
no,
only because they
think it better.
They think it's chocolate, so they're disappointed that it wasn't chocolate. But if you tell them in advance it's a raisin.
Nah, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Now, do you like nuts in your oatmeal raisin cookies?
Yeah, give me some walnuts in that business.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Thank you. I would love some.
Vegan style, of course.
Yes.
It's also National Sock Day. I'm very excited about that. Oh, you can see.
I love a sock. I got socks on.
Mine are purple. Yeah.
Mine are gray and blue.
Saturday's Candle Day. Love me a good candle.
I feel like I want to get back into candles, but aren't they actually like bad for you unless you get like soy ones?
Well, soy even does a thing. But you would need to do soy because the best is beeswax, but we don't want to use up the bee stuff.
No.
But soy's better than the regular.
Because it gives off a chemical?
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I think if you use them so little, it's not like you have it under your nose 24/7. So.
I'm not doing like a seance.
Calm
They're
down.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's also International Ninja Day.
I want to be a ninja so bad. I can't walk quietly enough. I am the loudest walker. My college roommate used to tell me I was an elephant. She was a very nice human being. We don't talk anymore. But yeah, I don't get how people walk quiet. Like, I've tried. I've tried to perfect it. I've tried to sneak around. And it's like the more quiet I try and be, the louder I am.
My dad was always impressed with his stepdad, because he could tiptoe through the forest when they were hunting rabbits, because that's how they ate, Rachel. It was a necessity.
I'm not mad.
Anyhow, he could walk through and not make a sound, and then my dad would come behind him, crunch, 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 and he wished so bad he could walk like his dad.
How do they do that? I don't know how people are sneaky. How are you? I mean, I can spy. I can spy on anyone, but I can't be like stealthy sneaky. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Some people asked if you would do holidays that were in other countries as well, like more global holidays.
Absolutely. Be prepared next week. That's what the whole podcast is going to be.
Now.
Okay.
I did
an international one today. Scotland.
No, I'm not mad at you.
That's okay.
I love Scotland. You're good. What is today? I was about to be like, is it Christmas? Some people.
Tomorrow is December 1st.
Yeah. It's been Christmas in my heart for a month now. But tomorrow is when you can officially start celebrating Christmas and no one can give you any. What's the saying? Slack?
Mm-hmm.
Clack? What? any slack about it? That doesn't make sense.
They can't give you any slack. That's the word.
That doesn't make slack is like you give them more rope.
You can't give them any grief. No grief. They can't give you grief.
Slack is not the right
they
word.
They can't give you any sass. No sass.
Yeah, I say sass because I don't feel like the word slack is correctly used there.
Okay, I started my advent calendar today that you made when you were like six.
Oh, that is so wrong. Are you talking about the one made out of a grocery bag?
And cotton balls, yes.
I made that when I was in high school.
Oh, whoops. It's adorable, and it's on my wall, and it starts today.
That is how terribly made it is. That's how bad I am at crafts, that my mom thought something I made in high school I made when I was 6 years old.
It's cute. I like it. It's on my wall.
I don't have an advent calendar.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I think that's a question someone asks us later, or they were going to ask us, and I forgot to write it down. I didn't write it down. Yeah, someone was like, what advent calendar do you use? I don't have one. I saw one I should get for my dogs.
Oh, is it a tree today or something?
It's a tree today, yeah. But Snoop, I don't know if he's actually allergic to regular meat or not. We're doing a blood test in January. But I don't know what he's allergic to, so I just can't get him any treats willy-nilly. All right. Before we move on to the little news we had today, the internet took a break because it was Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. Yes. So, but before we move on to news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba. We do. It was Best Fiends.
Oh, I love that game.
I know you do. All right. So we're going to talk about this. I'm going to mention this once and then never again. So Logan Paul called COVID a hoax. I'm not going to talk about him ever again. I'm just over it. These people that are just every week or every month say something to get a rise out of people and just to get their name back in the news, I'm done dealing with it. So if there are people that keep doing crap just to stay relevant and to be on the front of stuff, I'm not talking about them anymore. Good. I'm not going to.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Be a part of that platform. Even if we're like, don't, they said this, it was crazy, they're wrong. Just stop talking about them. Make them irrelevant. And they can say all the, what they, everything they want. They're going to be saying it to a wall.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yes. All right. On to more things. So it was Thanksgiving week. So not a lot of people were causing commotion this week. But so it was Thanksgiving. I live streamed.
I missed you.
Missed you too. But I live streamed. That was fun. And then Saturday, Colleen did her fundraiser. So every year for her birthday, we talked about this last week, but every year for her birthday, she does a fundraiser to raise money for kids with cancer. Last year, she did a slumber party with all of her like famous friends, and they all had to bring something to do for to give away at her live stream event that she does every year. And this year she decided to do a live Christmas show the day before the giveaway live stream. So we did the Christmas show. It started an hour late. She hired a company to make sure that like everything ran smooth, a tech company. And they're like, yeah, we're ready. We did weeks of tech rehearsals. And then there were so many people chatting and logging on and engaging with it. They were ready. They were totally set for people to log on and watch, but they didn't anticipate the chat and how many people would be chatting. So the website broke. And so we were just sitting in her living room for 40 minutes waiting for it to get fixed. And we're all just on Twitter watching you guys freak out. And we're like, we're sorry. We don't know what to do. So that was fun. But the show happened. It was fun.
It was so cute.
It was a good show. I really liked it.
Yeah.
She had Todrick sent in a video. Christopher's family live streamed in and did a song. The kids did songs. JoJo popped on and played a game. You guys got to see the dynamic of me, her, and Colleen together. Our sisters just competitively screaming at each other. So I'm glad people got to see that. But then the next day she did her live stream giveaway thing where you could win prizes if you just are like sharing the link or participating in the live stream. And so for the Christmas show, she raised $81,000. At the live stream prize giveaway, she raised $147,000. So that is over $228,000.
Over $250,000.
$228,000. That is so much money for kids with cancer. I'm so proud of her. I'm like, everyone that was participating was so awesome. It was a good weekend.
It was.
That was a phenomenal. And I couldn't see anything on Twitter for that whole weekend because it was all just talking about her. She trended like six different times. Eric trended in a tutu. He was in a tutu at the live show and like, that just took over Twitter for the day. Just Colleen talked about AirPods in her live stream. That trended. There was a bunch of trendings that happened. So this whole week, all I've been doing was practicing for the Christmas show. Like, I was just driving back and forth from her house to my house. I'd come to my house, deal with my dogs. Not deal with them. I love them. But walk them, feed them. Snoop needs his medicine. Go back over to her house, practice more, come back, do the whole thing again with my dogs. So I got really behind with my work this week, but it was for the kids. Every time something went wrong this week, Eric would walk by in the background and be like, it's for the kids. Like, Eric, we're allowed to be frustrated, bro. He's like, but it's for the kids. So that was a really good weekend. And now it's over and all of us are like, well, now what? I guess we should catch up on our other stuff. But usually when Colleen does a whole show, she performs it until she's sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only got to perform it once.
It was fun to be back in the.
It was. I went back to my roots. I'm running the laptop and doing props. I haven't run the laptop in four, five years.
Yeah, something like that.
A long time. So it was nice to get back to where she was like, can you handle this? I looked at her. She's like, sorry.
And performing. And you were performing.
My mom made a debut in it. Colleen tricked her.
Unexpectedly. Oh.
So Colleen was like, I need you to help with Flynn during the show. But really, Colleen just wanted my mom in the show because that's hilarious to us. So that happened. Colleen also launched new merch on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's cute. She's got a few new pieces and old pieces that are different colors or tie-dyed versions or now have matching sweatpants and whatnot. So Fanjoy is having a big... It's Cyber Monday, everybody. It's Cyber Monday. Those of you who don't know, the internet is having sales. They're probably not going to be that great. I saw a genius meme. It was some movie where it was like the Spartans or something. And it shows like a price tag in the top corner that's like $699. And the Spartan dude's like, wait. And then the next meme is the exact same thing. $699. The Spartan's saying, wait. And then it says Black Friday. And then it says $899 scratched out to $699. And it says, no. And that is literally it. Everyone just lies about what the original price was and sells it to you at the exact same price. It just looks like a sale. Oh, man. That's Michael's Crafts in a nutshell, always. I'm obsessed with Michael's Crafts because they're genius. They're just genius. Anyway, so it's Cyber Monday. I think Fanjoy is having deals. I don't know. Go get free shipping or 10% off when you use a code, but only on select things, and you're never actually going to get those select things.
All right.
So you just end up filling your cart with other stuff. All right.
Or you buy the one thing that you don't need, but you wanted the free shipping.
Yes.
So you've spent just as much or more on that one thing to get free shipping.
I beat the system on Etsy. I was on Etsy. I found the best gifts for Corey and Colleen yesterday on Etsy. Shout out to Etsy. It's a fantastic place. But it was like, spend $5 more and you get free shipping. So at this one store, because they do it like per store. Some people were like, if you buy enough, I'll send it free. But the shipping was going to be $11. So I only had to spend $5 more to get free shipping. So I just went to their site and went to their page and put the price lowest to highest. And I bought a $5 face mask or whatever. And I got free shipping from it. So I actually saved $6 by doing that. I won. I thought it was really smart. I did it. What else happened this week? Oh, JoJo did a drive-through parade this week. That was really cool. I invited my mom. She didn't want to go. She did not want to sit in a car.
No, I had other obligations.
Nope. Dad told me.
Dad, does dad ever get the facts straight?
No, sometimes.
Nah.
So I ended up taking my dad and Blaze, but it was this really cool thing out West Hills, the valley of Los Angeles. Anyway, it's this, you just drive through and it's, you go through different Christmas towns and it's all a bunch of lights and songs and prettiness. And then JoJo, you see here for about 10 seconds doing a performance. It was really cute. I liked it. I was like, see, nothing can stop the Christmas spirit. COVID
can
try.
Stay in your car. Yeah. Windows up. You're safe.
Yeah. If you have to talk to one of the elves, put your mask on. Not that hard, people. So I very much enjoyed that. Man, if we've learned anything from The Grinch is you can't steal Christmas. You just can't. So not a lot happened in politics this week, except that the government, this is not a politics podcast by any means, but we've just mentioned politics every freaking week for the last year because that's just, it takes over the internet. But it's been pretty tame, except that the U.S. government has finally started transitioning things to Biden. Mm-hmm. So all of the investigations and judges and cops of the superiorness were like, no fraud. You have to start transferring stuff over. So Joe Biden is finally getting stuff transferred over. Also, Joe Biden got a hairline fracture in his foot by playing with his dog Major. Listen, if you're going to get an owie, that's how you get it. That is a good, that's an okay owie by me. And then I only have one more piece of news.
Okay.
TikTok is now going to add an epilepsy warning on photos sensitive videos. Have you ever been on and they have that like flashing one? Mm-hmm. I have a hard time looking at that. Yeah. So I'm glad that they're doing that. I definitely have always been sensitive. I hate going up the few times I've ever been to a club, I hated the strobe lights. I'm like, this is just a seizure waiting to happen. My mic is just falling off. Everything is going wrong today, Mom. Everything is going wrong. My mic is falling off.
You need a hug.
I didn't have therapy on Friday. Maybe that's my issue.
Maybe.
Colleen was like, we have tech rehearsal. I was like, okay, I'll cancel that mental health. Nah, I volunteered it. It's fine. Anyway, so that's all of the news that I have. You froze, or are you just smiling at me awkwardly for a long period of time? Yeah, you froze. So I don't even know if she can hear me at this point. She froze in a really cute way. I'll give her that. She's got her little braids. Oh, she braided her hair today. That's adorable. I'm going to wait for... Oh, Colleen texted me. What did Colleen say? This is the most interesting podcast in the entire world, is it not? Oh, she sent me a voice memo. Well, all right. Let's pause everything to get my mom back and to listen to Colleen's voice memo. Actually, Let's go check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey, yo, Mama's back. Her internet went out. We just took a 10-minute break. Hopefully you enjoyed that 1 second for you. Or maybe there was an ad in between. I don't know. Mom!
Yes, my dear.
Before we go into questions, just how's your Christmas shopping been going? Let's just chit chat. I just need to not care about anything.
Only because of your incredible help in organizational skills that I scatterbrained couldn't handle the other day. I got the grandkids done.
So
now I got to do my kids. And it's a small Christmas this year.
Who cares? I just want to see people together.
Yeah.
All I care about is like being with my humans.
Yeah. And we don't know what the future is going to hold. So we're just staying out of debt. That's what we're doing.
There we go. That sounds good.
You're welcome.
My family all does lists. Yes. So my family all does lists because it's their suggestions. We all go, you don't have to get us anything. I will be appreciative if you get me anything, but here's
or
a
nothing.
List just in case.
Or nothing.
We don't care. We don't care. Handmade gifts, no gifts, just let me see your face. But we do give lifts because, like, I love buying people presents. My mom does love buying people presents.
Yes.
Gift giving is a huge love language in our family. So we do are like, we know people are going to buy us things and they do want to know exactly what we want or a suggestion. So we do lists.
And sometimes we don't go off the list.
No. Like, Colleen's stuff, I'll buy her a few things off of her list and then I buy her a bunch of stuff. Like, I bought her stuff on Etsy last night. And you and Dad have never given us a list. But Dad did tell me what he wanted this year. He sent me... Do you want to know what
no
I got him?
No way.
Yeah, Dad.
No. He listens to the podcast.
He already knows. I discussed it with him.
Oh, okay.
He said, buy me this. And I said, okay. I bought it. He said, great. It's this company that converts all your old tapes... Cause like, what are they called? What tapes are they called? Like Hi8 or no?
Oh, back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day. My dad, he grew up with a video camera in his household as well.
With the reels.
Yeah. So my dad has a bunch of old home footage and old like film and just a bunch of old pictures and videos that he can't view because he doesn't have the players or it's harder to view. You don't want to have to get out the big like projector thing. And there's a company you can send all these things to, all of the tapes and recordings and whatnot. And they'll transfer all to a DVD, a thumb drive, or a digital download, whatever. And he was like, can you get me this? I was like, yes.
He's wanted to do that for a long time.
Yeah. So they just basically send him a box. He puts all the things in the box and he sends it back. And then they're going to send him a thumb drive. And that way he can view them on the computer or the TV or however he wants to. So Dad finally was like, I want something. And he's never done that. So I was on it. I got it.
He also wants 99-cent sunglasses.
Okay. I'm going to get him sunglasses and reading glasses and shoes like we do. There's staples in this household.
Toilet paper.
We all get staples.
Our family. Tampons.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I felt really lame, and I was like, is this weird that I'm doing this? But then it was appreciated. So the family all sent lists, and everyone's lists were kind of just like quickly thrown. Like, here's some links. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I love you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And I sat down and organized everyone's lists and put the prices next to them and made all the links look nice. I went to like tiny URL and put in the big links and made tiny links. And I was like, this is so weird. I had so much work to do this week, but organizing like that calms me. I love busy work like that. Absolutely love it. And that's what calms me at the end of the day. So instead of watching my TV show to fall asleep that night, I organized everyone's Christmas lists.
And you also seem to be the point man. It's like,
I am.
We all tell Rachel what we got each other so she can go, oh, no, don't get that. Somebody else got that.
I'm marking it off the list. Yeah. I have a master list.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
I gave it up.
Well, there's so many of us. You don't have to text each person individually and be like, what'd you get, Trent? if everyone just comes to me, I have the list of what's already been bought, and yeah. I'll let you know what Trent gotten is, hasn't gotten.
Yeah.
But yeah, I sent it to Colleen, the master list to Colleen and Jessica. I was like, this is weird. I'm sorry. And Jessica was like, thank you so much.
Yes.
Her kids all made lists that were like, and she was like, she's like, I have 5 children. And this was, I was like, I have none. This was easy for me. So I feel really great about it. But yeah, that was a weird thing I did this week, was I organized other people's Christmas lists.
She did.
Just, that's life. All right. Let's move on to some questions. Instead of a game, we talked about Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Hold on. What do I have? I need to buy you your thing. You don't know what it is, but I'm doing it. I told Dad, so he might have spilled the beans.
No, he hasn't. Shockingly.
Shockingly. So I have to do yours, and there's something I want to get Eric, and I need to step on it because I have to get it off of Etsy.
Oh, better work on that.
And Jessica, that's who.
That's a hard one.
Jessica never, she's like, I don't want anything. She's like, get my kids, spend a little bit more on my kids, or don't at all, or just be with me, play a board game with me. Jessica, like, doesn't ask for material possessions.
No, she doesn't.
So it's so, but my family's like, no, we must buy something, wrap it and put a bow on it.
Yeah.
So whatever. All right, let's move on to some questions. Diana asks, will you do more live streams in the future? So I think she's talking about my Thanksgiving live stream. I used to do live streams all the time. Last Christmas, I think I did a live stream on Twitch every Sunday or something like, no. Yeah, something. I used to do a lot of live streams. They take a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
Not effort. They take a lot of energy because you're constantly going for an hour or 2 hours straight.
There's no editing.
There's no editing. You have to watch what you say. You're also like, I don't know. They stress me out. I have fun doing them every once in a while. So I'll definitely do them again. Just not at the moment. But I think the Thanksgiving one was
hectic.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a special event. So I feel like it worked for that. Tyler asked, what was the favorite moment of the concert? Mine was when my mom was on stage.
Oh, goodness.
What was your favorite moment?
Oh, gosh, they were all so good. You guys doing Karen together was hilarious.
That's a good song.
I always enjoy Sore Through Neck. Just comparison between Miranda and Colleen's gorgeous voice.
That one always blows people away when they've never seen it before.
That's, but it blows me away, and I see it all the time when she performs. I haven't seen it for a while, obviously, because the last performance I saw of her was January of last year.
I don't remember the last show. What show? I don't remember what show I went to last.
No, we went to Hawaii, and then we did something. I don't remember where we were.
Oh, I didn't go. You guys did something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Florida. Whatever. We went to Florida.
Oh, I didn't perform in Florida. I just went for Disney World. I just was like, Dad, let's not do the show and just go to Disney World. He's like, okay.
Yep.
So I flew Dad to Disney World. Chelsea asks what my favorite type of coffee is. I love a dark Italian roast. Mom?
If I'm going to have coffee ice cream. Mocha ice cream.
There you go. Yeah, you would do more of a mocha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you mocha go. Frappuccinos are good.
Mocha frappuccinos.
Those are good. No whipped cream.
My parents never drink coffee.
No.
And
no. My parents didn't. But one grandma did. So I didn't grow up with coffee.
You guys were always really annoying to shop for Christmas because neither of you drink alcohol or drink coffee. And Dad doesn't like do the typical dad golfing thing.
No. Nope.
Or whatever. So buying you guys Christmas gifts, because if you search like mom gifts or dad gifts, it's all like, give me that wine. I need a break and a beer. Like, none of that stuff works for my parents. And it was so annoying. And my mom is very specific about the type of tea she gets.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like, you can get her different varieties and everything.
No.
And my dad is like, I don't even know. Dad does like Dodgers and Lakers, but I think we amplified it because we're like, that is something. You're getting everything Dodgers and Lakers themed. Deal with it. You like one thing? There we go. Ellie says, we haven't heard what's on Gwen's tray in months. Mom, what's on your tray?
Oh, it's a little different. My microphone is on a Zingo box.
I love you.
My computer is on a stack of toilet paper. And I mean, paper towels.
Mom!
I got Kleenex.
Do you need me to buy you a better setup?
My iced tea. And my thing that holds my ears.
Do you want a collapsible desk that's a little bit taller than that?
Well, I'm on a TV tray. It's a TV tray.
Yes.
Where would I put it?
It could be collapsible and you could put it in that slot next to the lamp behind the couch. I know your house. Yeah. Next to the divider.
But you know what? It's okay because I need the laptop at a different height because I usually sit on the couch and I'm slouched down lower.
Yeah. What are you sitting on today?
Have a kitchen chair because it was starting to hurt doing that.
You don't have a kitchen table anymore.
Well, your thing's still in the car. So
I gave my parents my butcher block mobile island. Yeah. That was given to me by Christopher. All right.
Nothing exciting, people, other than my Zingo and my paper towels.
That's exciting to me, Mom. All right. Corster06 asks, will you ever upload the podcast to YouTube that were made before the YouTube channel? Those weren't filmed. Remember how we just recorded and didn't film back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So those weren't filmed. So I guess I could just convert the audio and just like put a picture of us up if you guys wanted that. But then at the same time, I'd feel really bad bombarding your subscription box with a bunch of old just audio files. So I should have done that. Let's be real. Let's take a moment and look at life. Should have done that before I started uploading normal videos. I should have just before anyone knew the channel existed. I should have put all the old audio files up and then had you guys subscribe to the channel. Is your ears okay there, Mom?
Yeah, I had an itch. It's good.
Okay. It's like, do I have to buy you more headphones?
No. These are great.
All right. Perfect. That's all the questions I have. This was a short podcast.
That's it. It had many
bumps. We had lots of different emotions. We had ups and downs. We had technical difficulties. But that's the Ballinger family, except Christopher's family. I feel like they never have technical difficulties. It's because Christopher's really smart with electronics.
He is
me
very
and Colleen
smart.
And my mom, not so much. We don't know what's happening.
You guys know a lot.
We know enough to get it done. Doesn't mean it's going to be done the best or the fastest or the whatever, but it's going to get done eventually. All right. But yeah, this week was just like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then Colleen's live show. So
the
it's like,
shows.
I'm sure more things happened. I didn't see them. I wasn't paying attention. I only see what happens in like my little fandom Twitter world, basically. Yeah. But I did go through like different internet websites that show you like things that happen on the internet. And they're all talking about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So
yeah,
it's just a week of shopping. And that's it.
December's tomorrow.
December is tomorrow.
You can do our advent calendars, your high school thing on the wall.
Not 6-year-old thing. I might have been in junior high. I might have been like 12. But it was not 6.
It's really cute. Of course it wasn't 6. Your numbers look right and well.
I didn't know how to write or read until I was about 13, Mom.
No, you were older than that.
Yeah, I was older than that when I learned. You're right. I learned when I was about 12 or 15.
No, you didn't. You learned younger than that, I'm not.
No, I did not. Girl, I didn't know how to read. I did not. I couldn't spell Hawaii when I was in seventh
grade. Oh,
that's
a tough one.
Okay.
There's two I's at the end.
It tricks you.
It does. All right.
I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, it's not focusing on me. Oh, is my camera not been focused on me this entire time?
Okay, you know what? We talked about this earlier. Let me go back to gallery. See, you're in focus now. You're focused. It's on you.
You don't trust this.
It's all you. It's all you,
this
baby.
One bit. This is pretty suspicious to me.
Suspicious.
A little sus. All right. I love you guys. Mom, I love you. Sorry I was in a bad mood. Thanks for having patience and getting me into a better mood.
Well, thanks for putting up with my cruddy internet.
No, you know what? That didn't bug me.
Okay, good.
That didn't bug me. Before we started, I was mad about everything else.
You were a mess. It was one of those things you just sit back and go, she'll figure it out.
Yeah, don't say anything.
I love you.
Do not utter a word. Let me just be mad and I'll figure it out. Because I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at tiny things. I'm mad at electronics. All right.
All right.
Take us out.
We'll see you next week on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.